coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
There's a company out there called SEO, Search Engine Optimization, Inc., and most people know SEO as search engine optimization. I'm surprised that there's a company named this, so I can only assume that it has to do with search engine optimization. We were lucky enough to get a few minutes with the president and CEO, Gary Grant, and here in front of his booth. I'm curious, Gary, this company names, search engine optimization, is that all you do?
No. Search engine optimization is our core focus and methodology of the company. We're a more intelligent online marketing solution company. So not only that we do organic optimization, we do pay-per-click management, we look at conversions, we do web analytics, customer profiling, email marketing, and website architecture development. And what I mean by that is a lot of sites that we see that are architected are not built up SEO friendly. So we have to re-architect a lot of the sites. So it's a whole encompassing online campaign.
So you're a service for those who have websites or would like to have websites?
Absolutely correct, 100%.
Now, how did you get started in this whole game?
Well, you know, everybody asking me that, it's a really interesting story. My background is pretty mixed. I used to be a musician, and I don't know if you're aware of that, but I played with Springsteen, Bon Jovi, Sly Stone. I played up here in New York at the Palladium, sold out, open for the Cutting Crew. So I've had a really rich background, very creative, always thinking outside the box, but I was always an entrepreneur looking to solve problems. So I was a web developer back in 94, 95, and that's back in the web infancy. So I started developing websites and created sites for Rush Limbaugh, Dr. Laura Schlesinger. But there was a point in time where I was doing working for Artisan Entertainment, and they came to me with this great idea, and they had spent almost $1 million on this website. And they came to me, and they said, Gary, you're the web guy. We're not visible. I've spent $1 million with you, and the site's worth absolutely nothing because it's not visible. And all of a sudden, the angels went off, so to speak. And, I mean, that's the holy grail, making a site visible on the Internet, because if you're not visible, it's worth really nothing. And I started the company in 97 by myself, bootstrapped the company, figured out the methodology and the technology that I wanted to use. And in 2000, we incorporated, and now we have 65 people, one of the largest Internet firms, marketing firms on the Internet today.
You mentioned two words, email newsletters or email marketing. Are you doing anything with RSS?
No, but we're going to look into that extremely closely now that you mentioned that. We're going to look into that. What we do is we just initiated these programs, and they're not like spam type things. You can't buy lists. It's for clients like Domino's Pizza that already have people coming into the stores that will email coupons and stuff and keep people interested in their products.
Are you guys involved at all in the blogosphere?
Yeah. You know what? Actually, we just released our new product today, which you guys should try. It's called Engine Tracker. And if you go to our website, www.seoinc.com, you can go in there. And in that tool itself, it's got a blog. So we've got our own blog. Do I participate in blogs and on the forums? I monitor and look at everyone. I participate in none. It's always kind of like, you know, that old thing that Don Corleone said, yeah, you know what, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. You know, I like to know what's going on, but I don't like to let people know what I know what's going on.
That's fair enough. So where do you rank as far as SEO is concerned, that keyword, on any of the major search engines right now?
Okay, for the term SEO, we're currently today, which is, today is Tuesday, correct? Okay, it could change tomorrow. We're number 3 on Google, number 1 or 2 on Yahoo, and every other engine, number 1 or 2, MSN, down the board. We, by far, kind of walk the walk. If you type in search engine optimization, search engine placement, search engine optimization company, I could list you about 40 different ones. We're either number 1 or 2, not only on Google, but Yahoo, AltaVista, Hotbot, Lycos, you name it. We're on every single engine across the board. We're dominating our space right now.
You mentioned some pretty big names, Domino's Pizza, Dr. Laura, et al. Do you tend to concentrate on some of the larger clients, or is there a certain line that you divide in terms of the people that you work with or companies?
No, Chris, that's a really great question. I get asked that a lot. What I like to do is we have no one size fits all. there. I don't believe in that. Look, when I started this company, I was in my own house, and it was myself, you know. And a lot of these companies, I would call up some of my competitors that are in this the building here. Oh, look, you need $15,000 a month to start. You know, you're not a blue chip client. I'm not even going to talk to you. And basically hang up the phone. And I was like, you know, that is the most rude thing. I'm never going to do that ever. So what we do is we get people on the telephone and we try to qualify them, find out what their wants and needs are. So, yes, we take all size clients. We have an architecture that's built internally in our house. Everything is done by hand. There's no automatic anything. But we can custom curtail programs for people like mom and pops that are doing self-storage places, jewelry businesses local, all the way to the blue chips like SC Johnson, Sony, Microsoft, AT&T. IGN, those are just some of the clients that we currently have on our roster right now.
So you think you're looking into RSS. Do you know what RSS is, if I can ask?
Yeah, RSS is, I believe, is in a live XML feed that you can send media or latest headlines to a particular website or page.
Okay, you passed. That was a pop quiz. Congratulations.
Thanks, Chris. Woo-hoo!
So have you had a chance to walk around to see what other people are doing here, at least in the exhibitors?
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking around the room, and to me, it is probably, I don't know, it really is going to show my geeky side, but I think it's the most wonderful thing. It's from where this industry started. There was barely any companies out there. There's a lot of rogue companies we all know, like the Traffic Powers, pretty unethical companies. And what I see in the room today is a lot of great marketing companies that have really built up and are doing wonderful things for clients. So it's an awesome thing for me to walk around this room. And are they competitors? Yeah. Do I consider that I have some competitors? Somewhat, yes. But I think it's a great thing. I mean, the market's big enough for everybody to share.
Aside from making a living, what is your favorite part about this particular business?
The change. I am a kind of guy, and I guess when I was a kid, I was known as the hyperactive kid. You always had to have something to do. Now, web development to me was challenging, but it's like, okay, if you do X, Y, Z, you get the end result. And music, you know, you play. Now, that is always changing. That's very creative. You always have to think. With the changing algorithms and the way the internet is and the way computers and technology advances so fast, this keeps me on my toes constantly. And to handle the company and manage the people, it's just a daily crazy task. I work usually 7 in the morning till 2 at night, 7 days a week. I love it. I live, eat, and breathe this.
So are all your employees located then in New York?
No. We, our base, our corporate headquarters is in Carlsbad, California. And if anybody wants to come out and see us, they're more than happy. It's a way cool vibe, the place. It's right off the beach. You can see the ocean. We got lava lamps in there. We've got a 50-inch plasma, foosball, darts. I'm bringing back the dot-com days because I remember how great they were. You know, it's really cool. You can come into our company in shorts, sandals. I had to stop the barefoot thing, but, you know. But you know what? I want the environment to be real comfortable. It's kind of funny. I can't get people to leave my company. They will not leave. Once they come on, they stay with me. And I mean, everybody I had is from the beginning. I haven't lost any people unless they've had to move. We do have a second location in Los Angeles on Wilshire Boulevard that houses 3 of our sales guys. And we are looking, though, right now in New York. I have some friends who are in the garment industry, and we're looking maybe to put a branch out here. I think we need a presence in New York. What a great town. You know, it's the best. I'm originally from Jersey, but, you know, these are my roots.
So you don't usually wear a tie then?
No, not at all. I am doing that out of respect.
Out of respect for who?
You know, the respect of the business in New York, I feel like the East Coastern style is a little bit different. I think, you know, if I came in like in T-shirt and my polo, it wouldn't really present myself and give people the respect that they deserve out here. Now, in California, if I wore a suit and tie, they'd probably throw me out. So it's how you have to change for your environment.
Do you find that type of, understanding about how people operate, does that translate onto the internet as well?
Yeah, you know what? It really does. People say, hey, the internet's black and white, it's a bunch of text. I think you can put your personality across. And to me, like when you said our name is Search Engine Optimization, I always like to think of like art and the internet as communication, as the best medium for communication. Like when I create some like artwork or graphics, if it's not communicating to you, I failed my purpose. So when I was thinking for the company name, I was like, what describes our company? What is it that we do? What describes it? Search Engine Optimization. Let's call it Search Engine Optimization Incorporated. So, yeah, you can relay and project some kind of personality, I think.
Well, Gary, sounds like you're doing some good work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks, Chris.
Coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.